morning. Good morning. I hate to say it, folks. Today is August the 13th, 2023. And you know what happens on August the 13th? Oh, yeah. The Candyman comes out and Freddie Mercury jumps after him and all sorts of stupid stuff happens. And everybody, no, there's nothing wrong with August 13th, I think. Right. But you never really know. You know, these days start kind of differently right now. But I wanted to tell you that there's nothing going on right now. I mean, seriously, nothing. There's nothing important. There never has been. There never will be anything important. Is that true? I don't know. I feel like if I were to say that in earnest, I'd be one of those stick your hands in a bucket or your head in a bucket of sand kind of guys. And I'm not. But then a lot of stuff is nonsense. Alan, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, Steve. Donald Trump saves. He is God.
Yeah, I heard he went to a fair. Oh, crap. Really?
Went to a fair, had Donald fair. Trump won.
Yeah, well, I think he's gotten kind of old, right? But, you know, he had those affairs before. But, yeah, Donald Trump went to a fair. And, well,
he's going to save all of us. Woohoo! Damn, I've been waiting for some good news.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We can stop fighting now, Steve. We're all safe.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Yeah, that'll work. You know, I thought we were halfway through August, and it turns out we've got 3 weeks left. Well, kind of 3 weeks. That's pretty amazing. I thought the year was basically over, but we're going to have a lot more time for stupid nonsense and whatnot and so forth, or so forth and whatnot. Let me get to my notes real quick. Hawaii burnt down, Alan. Did you hear that? No, it's just Maui. But Maui burnt down. Isn't that a shame? I always, you know, there's a lot of...
We're in the hell where McGarrett and Dano and those guys. They should have been able to stop that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought Hawaii wanted to be free.
Wrong island. I'm sorry. They were on the big island. They weren't on Maui. Okay.
And I thought Hawaii wanted to be free. Now I feel like, well, maybe they still do want to be free. And Agenda 21 is coming in. There's been some talk, of course. There's always some talk. And I'm sure that there's nothing wrong with that fire over there in Hawaii. That it was all created by, well, I don't know. But anyways, I'm sure there was nothing wrong with it. And it wasn't about rewilding. You know, but hey, give it some time and we'll see. But some people say, isn't it great to do that? I mean, if MSNBC and all those other, you know, yoo-haws can say that, I can say this because somebody did say this. And I really just don't care who said that. But there's been a big push over there in Maui for, getting all those people that occupied that land to, like, move, right? But they're like, no, I don't want to move.
Get rid of all the Polynesians. They shouldn't be there anyway. They're just occupying land we're trying to occupy.
Right, yeah. Some people throw it towards Oprah Vision, right, where, you know,
that the chemical companies and the seed companies, you know, Monsanto and Dow and all these places have been over there because they've basically got a 12-month growing season. Do you know how many of those islands have just been poisoned very badly, doing pesticide and herbicide studies and everything else over there and genetic modified, you know, seed, you know,
genetic modification.
They've ruined paradise, you know.
You know, I live out on 290. We call it the Wino Road, right? Because all the wineries go up and down it. And Monsanto's been out here for, well, longer than I have. And they've been playing with the field. And it's a pretty big field. Well, not big Texas-wise. You know, it's probably about 60 acres, something like that. And so they've been doing that thing, that Monsanto thing, where they got these multi-million dollar tractors and they plant all their Terminator seeds all around, and then they measure how much that they're getting in specific areas. Well, I guess they got bored of torturing the land, and, well, maybe Bayer just wanted to divest themselves of some of the Monsanto assets, but they poisoned the land. I mean, this is serious poisoning, folks. This isn't like, you know, John Smith, you know, your regular farmer poisoning his land with GMO products and squirting it down with Roundup to harvest it or desiccate it or doing something. This is the real thing, Steve.
It's called no-till farming, Steve. They don't go out and plow, you know, with a harrow and a chisel. You know, they don't do that to get rid of the weeds. The only time that the soil is broken is when they run along and plant their seeds. Other than that, they spray it with Roundup and whatever other chemicals, you know.
And then it collapses.
And the only time the ground is broken is when they plant the seed.
Well, right now that land sits, unused and for sale. And they're sitting there advertising it. And I'm like, wow, all these other properties kind of like disappear. And, you know,
let me guess,
wonder.
Steve, very shortly, someone will buy that property and they will create an organic winery there. And they will have organic grapes growing on that soil that's been bastardized by Monsanto, et cetera, et cetera.
Alan, you're just so, well, I don't know. I was thinking I think Love Canal makes a better thing, right? Let's put houses on it and we'll let people, you know, live on it. No, that's evil. Don't do that. They shouldn't have destroyed the land. They really shouldn't have. And it's a shame. Around here in Fredericksburg, we've got so many older farmers, so many families that have been here for, well, 100 plus years, you know, since,
190 years, yeah. Kind of like my family came over in the 1830s, yeah.
And slowly in the early 1900s, they were introduced to chemical farming, right, and spraying stuff. And now they're so addicted to it that each year, you know, I witnessed a couple of my customers, you know, going, oh, I got to sign up for the ag place so I can go spray around the yard again. And so they call up their neighbors and hey, you gonna go? Yeah, let's go spray together. And they go sit in a room, fill out their forms, and get told, "Oh yeah, don't put this in your face."
Yeah, you have to apply and obtain an applicator's license to get basically, 2,4-D, you know, which is half of Agent Orange, and you know, and they tell you, "Oh, just be careful, don't spray it when the winds are blowing. Don't spray it if it's going to rain because it'll wash into the soil." But this crap never disappears. It washes into the water tables anyway.
Right. I know. It's so we get to drink it. That's one of those conundrums, right? You're like, excuse me, folks, my throat is kind of...
Well, you know, Steve, you know, the USDA, like a lot of these programs, started off as a good program. You know, it would tell, you know, like my Uncle Roscoe, you know, he loved the USDA, you know, because they could come out and tell you the most efficient way to grow your crops and which crops to rotate and this and that.
And they were free.
And at one point, it was actually helpful and beneficial to the farmers and ranchers out there, you know, how to grow your cattle the best, you know, what mineral supplements to give them depending on where you live at, you know, soil analysis, you know, plant analysis, you know, all this stuff. And now it's just all, there's catch, you know, this one catch-all, you know, kind of like the vaccine. Oh, yo, the vaccine's going to save everyone. Everyone's got the same exact physiology.
I know. They had good information back in the past, and nowadays, who knows? Most information's not good information. But quite honestly, Alan, I did meet Roscoe, and I remember Roscoe, and he probably liked them because they were free. You know, honestly, there's no cost. Come on out. You can tell me whatever. I don't have to follow you, but, you know, it's going to save me money. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the first time you met my Uncle Roscoe, we were standing outside Aunt Helen's house there in town, and he was getting kind of frail, and he had some cattle in a pen, and one of the mamas, you know, he was trying to work calves, and one of the mamas got him onto the ground, and Dan would have killed him if my aunt wasn't there. And I remember he dropped his pants and he goes, "Look how bruised up I am."
Oh, no. I think one of my most memorable Roscoe things, and I guess we're waxing whatever, was when you were showing him your Arrowhead collection, and he was going, well, those seem to be worth some money. How much money are they worth? And he's trying to angle for you to give him money. And I'm like, going, Roscoe, really? You know, I was like, okay, well, those came out of my land. Well, it's my land too, Roscoe. It was just damn funny. But I know, people get old, they get kind of strange, but I really wasn't
and
going.
He grew up and lived through the Depression, you know, and through World War II, and was part of the Great Society after, you know, when America was America, you know, after World War II, when Better Living Through Chemistry started up, you know, because, you know, they had all these plants, you know, making all these chemicals, you know, for warfare, and then all of a sudden the war ended, and it's like, well, what are we going to do? And now we start using artificial fertilizers to fertilize your land, to increase your plant, your crop production, and this and that. Not ever thinking that it's like, am I destroying my land? And, you know, leaving a field fallow, rotating your crops, you know, that you know, fixate nitrogen, that absorb nitrogen, et cetera, et cetera. It all went out the window because, once again, started off as a good thing, became bastardized in a method of control.
Yeah, it happens, you know. Well, I wanted to touch on Maui for a little bit. Actually, I really don't care about Maui too much. You're going to need to pay attention to Maui in the future, because that's what's going to tell you about the past being a week ago, when the wildfires went over everything. And one of my friends made a really good point. He says, well, what started it? They're like, oh, there was a hurricane that blew through. Oh, it's one of those fire hurricanes? I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen those before.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Normally over there in the Hawaiian Islands, Steve, it's the volcanoes that start fires, and there's rivers of lava flowing, you know, and taking people's houses out.
It's crazy.
What happened this time? How does a lush environment just burn very fiercely? I really can't understand that. But
Alan, it's global boiling.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So, you know, oh, God.
I'm just a frog in a pot, Steve. Sorry, man.
We'll find out in the next coming weeks and months or whatever as they, you know, refuse to rebuild, right? They'll be all, oh, no, we're just going to reforest this and we're going to make it a natural island and, you know, that's that.
And we'll
right?
sell it to China.
Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll sell all
selling
that property
to China.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be really good. You know, well, no, it wouldn't be. But these things are happening. Rewilding is happening all around the United States and all around the globe. Elimination of people and, reforestation, that's one of the key goals in the universe. So.
Conservation easements, Steve, also. Conservations. All these people moving out here, they oh, well, we want a conservation easement, and they don't understand that that takes all control. You're basically giving the government your property when you get a conservation easement.
Yeah, but what they understand is, well, it's for conservation, and I don't have to pay taxes on it, and I still get to have it, sort of.
Yeah.
But they don't understand the sort of
no, they
part.
Don't. No, they don't.
Maybe they do, and they don't
ignorance
understand it.
Ignorance is bliss, Steve. Ignorance
it's a forever seeding all vested interests in that parcel of land. You know, you can't build on it. You can't do anything on it. It's just there. Huh. You can get it back. You can pay all the arrears and file the right paperwork. At least that's what I heard. But then that's kind of a lot of money. It's throwing away cash. But that's the world. It's doing their thing. Hey, Alan, this is something that I've been sitting on for a while to try to get an understanding. Let me check real quick on the website. Let's see, ARR.
Just watch out, Steve, because it's a Black Widow spider web you're getting into. But go ahead and look.
Yeah, well, do you remember when you were a teenager, you know, and we used to have, like, my friends, and then you had your friends, or maybe we were all in the same friend circle, and one person calls somebody a name, and then we all get together, and you go, and somebody fights one person or the other. It was very moronic, kiddie stuff that happens. in junior highs, maybe grade schools and in high schools. And, you know, it was just two guys in a circle just beating on each other, right? And then one wins, one loses. Girls fought differently, at least back then. I don't know how they fight today. I think it's all unfair today how people beat on each other. But here in Fredericksburg, we had this event, and now it's going on, what, 2 weeks ago? And hell, these kids, they brought guns to the fight, right? So it's a stupid story, you know, and it's like, wow, but it's not reported. Why isn't it reported? But, you know, as being jaded, like Alan and I are, we know why it wasn't reported. It wasn't reported because we're a tourist town. They don't want to let you know that there was about 12, maybe 20 kids armed, shooting at each other, and they couldn't hit anybody. That's the amazing part, that nobody could hit anybody. I was over at a friend's house looking at the surveillance footage of that, right, because she was in the neighborhood that got shot up. And you watch the kids doing the old, oh, Joey's coming, or whatever this guy's name was. And, you know, he pulls up in the car and rifle comes out and bam, bam, bam. They're like, whoa, all the kids run, right? Next day, they do the same thing except play with a baseball bat. And some of them had paintball guns, or one of them had a paintball gun. I'm going, dude, really? You got a paintball gun and you're going after? What are you doing, right? But, you know, they're just kids, right? Well, kids have to be qualified nowadays, right, Alan? I guess this range is starting around 12, 14, somewhere around there, going up to about 30-something, acting like dumbasses. And what amazed me about the whole thing is, so far, nobody's been arrested. You can do an awful lot of things, but if you get into an altercation 3 days straight, even, you know, shooting up a car over in front of a restaurant, you know, it's called Mamacita's, on Main Street. It's like, whoa, what does that say about the town around you? Does it say that you're safe and that the police are going to take care of you? Right? What is your dishonesty by, you know, oh.
Stay armed and able to defend yourself wherever you go. If you happen to be an innocent patron going into Mamacita's to eat some Mexican food and someone pulls out an AK and starts shooting, it's like at least you can shoot back, you know. Hey, Steve, you know, this is a great idea for a video game, an interactive video game where when you have a dispute with someone, you can go on the Internet and you can fight each other virtually. And if you get hit, you can just hit the reset button and start again. Yeah. Real life, man. Real life. There you go.
Real life. Mm-hmm. Yep, all we've got, though, is on the roller here for all the people that have been attacked by the system. Drunk driving. Of course it's drunk driving. That's all they do around here is drink wine and drive around and have fun. I don't know. But I just found that fascinating.
You know, Steve, from the reports I see in the paper, about 90 to 95% of those people that are arrested for, you know, expired license, driving with no license, driving, you know, drunk, this and that, most of them seem to have a surname that comes from south of the border, you know, because we are a tourist town and they don't let illegals in here, or if they do, they better behave themselves very well, because if you act up the least little bit, you're going to go to jail.
Oh, no. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I don't know. You know, I go through the week kind of laughing at the stupidity of the world around me. Some make me a pompous jerk. Yeah, maybe so. But then, you know, let's call a spade a spade. Sometimes when I'm in a checkout line, I look forward and I see somebody with the delusion of greeny weenie. Let's just say they have all their disposable, non-disposable bags, right? You know, the cheap ones that they buy for $5, $10. You know, it says, "I have a kitten. I'm saving the world." And I laugh as they're kind of like taking up everybody's time in the checkout line because they have to bring their bags out and to focus everything. And it slowed everything down, and they paid money to slow everything down. And it's not saving the world. You know, maybe they're slowing it a little bit, but that kind of mentality is everywhere. And at least I get some comic relief, because the dang comedies nowadays aren't funny. The movies aren't funny. Nothing's funny except people. What do you think, Alan? You don't get to see them. I was going to say,
no, Steve, but you know, it's like, you know, they say, oh, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, you remember the commercials where people were like dancing through the line and they just swipe their card in front of the thing and they'd be charged for it and they'd be out the door. From my experience, when I, you know, and I ask everywhere I go, I ask, how much of your business are, you know, debit cards, credit cards, you know, some type of electronic thing? And they're like at least 90% of it. I said, like maybe 10% of the people pay cash, you know? And the only reason that paying cash is slower is because the moronic people in today's world, it's like, you go in and buy something, and it's, okay, that'll be $1.70, and they hand you hand them $2, and they've got to get on their smartphone or something to figure out that you are owed 30 cents change, you know? You know, the stuff that everyone used to be able to do in their head, we learned how to count. We learned how to, count change and know what you had coming back and et cetera, et cetera. You know, I find people now, it's like they'll stand there and they'll run their card through the scanner, and it's like, nope, it's not taking it. Nope, okay, enter your PIN. Nope, it's not taking it. Re-enter it again. I'll stand there for 5 minutes with someone with one of these damn little pieces of plastic cards, and I go up, and I'm like, I'll be real quick. It's like, here, it was $37.50. It's like, here's $40. Give me $2.50 back. What?
Right.
You know?
I know, but they're saving the world. But that's a different problem, right? The money problem. Stupid.
It's just the moronicity,
Steve.
The digital age, it has created digital freaking morons. They depend on that electronic, that digital media for everything that they do in their lives. It's like, oh, boy, it sure is hot in here. Oh, well, I'm not going to get up and turn my thermostat down. I'll just get on my smartphone and turn it down. Oh, it says I can't turn it down any cooler. It's actually turning it up now. So now I'm going to be hotter because I don't have control of my own thermostat anymore.
God. Hey, I pulled into a gas station to buy that stuff called gas, and oh, my God, the prices are going crazy again. You'd think that something's up. Something is up. Ah. But we don't know. But anyways, I pulled into a gas station, Alan, and this truck, is that the right thing to say? This electric truck, it's got a stupid name, right? It's called like a Rivian. They're kind of known out on the internet for being one of the most expensive electric trucks, and it pulls up and it's all lime greeny looking trucky electric thingy, and I see the guy hop out and he has a pink shirt and yellow shorts on it, and I'm watching him get out of the truck in a gas station right next to the pump and start walking in, and I wanted to go, hey, you have an electric truck. You don't need gas, right? But I'm going, Steve, don't be a jerk, right? I should have been a jerk. I really don't care about that. But I really wanted to kind of say, hey, moron, the electric vehicles are useless? And go, damn, Steve, just don't say it. You probably shouldn't say it, even though they are kind of useless. They're, a detriment to the environment. Is that safe to say, Alan? A poor conclusion? A bad mathematical
formula?
Someone pulling
up to a handicap spot and getting out and not even making the attempt to limp or anything else, they just pull into a handicap spot because, well, I'm special. That sign doesn't pertain to me because I've got an electric vehicle and I've got everything electronic and digital and I've got a chip in my arm and that sign doesn't apply to me. It's a very self-centered world, Steve. That's what the digital age has done. I long for interpersonal communication, and because I don't have a moron phone, I'm a non-existent person. It just disgusts me to no end, Steve. I really, there are benefits to them, but you look at the overall aspect of this digital technology and 90-95% of it bad, 5% of it convenient and good. A handicapped person can work their fake arm, through use of, all this neurotechnology and brain scans and all this crap. But what about the rest of the 95% of us out there? It just enslaves you. It doesn't free you at all. It makes everything more convenient, but it enslaves you.
Well, there's so many mindsets that have been destroyed. And maybe we'll get into that when we get back. Because that's the music. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on, folks. I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. I can't run circles till.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Before the break, Ellen and I were talking a little bit. Well, stupid people was pretty much the normal thing, but it kind of like blended into the whole problem with the monetary system. But we'll get into that a little bit more. Credit cards are kind of just the intro into your enslavement, but you know that. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I kind of want to continue the electric push, because there is a, there is an electric push, and this push right now is, hey, it's back to school season, and counties and cities all around the United States have adopted electric buses, and they're bringing them out. And if you do a search for electric buses, right, you'll find them all over the place in the news searches. And we just bought some electric buses. We just bought some electric buses. And it's like, wow, how's that going to pan out? They're like, we're going to save money. Say, sure you are. We're going to see how you save money, right? If that damn thing's even running in a few weeks. Right? You really don't know. In theory, Alan, an electric bus, should work, right? Because you go in a straight line, you pick up all the kids, you drop off all the kids, right? You know, in theory, you could have the right capacitance to do that. But do theories always work? No. What do you think? Is electric buses make sense at all?
When the electric bus breaks down, Steve, they can just have all the kids get out and push the bus to school.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Well, that's why they have harnesses. That's even more green than electricity, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know. Just recently, one of the major electric bus manufacturers, one that Camel Toe Kamala Harris was saying, oh, I love electric buses. Their name is Proterra. Proterra has filed for Chapter 11 protection as it's losing money in the electric bus manufacturing portion of its portfolio, or however the heck you want to say that, which is an oddity. They're losing money. Do you lose money on electric cars? Yeah, I get it. Electric buses seem to be different, though. There are a few manufacturers that are going right head to toe making money off of these electric bus things. And it's really easy to get liberal school boards to buy these things, no matter what you price them at. But the future's still not there. They've never gone through the crucible. They've never had the test of fire. So I guess they're going to have the test of fire, ice, and snow next year, Alan. I'm kind of fascinated.
Well, Steve, this is kind of like, you were talking to me about the electric bike that when you pedal it, it generates, and when you're pedaling, it actually generates electricity to run the battery, so you don't actually have to power yourself, which seems kind of pointless to me. But, there are theories out there that you can do, instead of the standard windings on a rotor, on an electric motor, you can do these different cross windings, bifiller windings, whatever you want to call them, kind of like the John Bedini stuff, to where instead of, an electric motor being 50 to 60% efficient, you can rewind the motor so every time the electricity is cut to a certain coil in the motor, there's a back EMF flow that can be used to recharge the battery that's running the motor, and you get more like 90 to 95% efficiency out of the motor. You do not have the heat buildup, so you don't have the wear and tear on the bearings in the motor and the whole system itself. But once again, that's technology that would make us more free and easily, travel wherever we want to go more efficiently. But what does that do to the control factor and the money people and the cats playing with the mice? It doesn't allow them to have as much fun and the control and the power that they have, There are so many things out there, Steve. Once again, getting back to different technologies, so many things that, and these people at the high point in their life, they're either bought out, or if they're not bought out, they end up dying at the high point in their life when they're going to change society. And they end up committing suicide at the highest point in their life after they've worked on this technology for years and years, and then all of a sudden they commit suicide just when they're at that breakthrough point and society, I'm going to make society free. We won't be under the tit of the electric grid and all this stuff. And Steve, it's a very controlled environment. We live in a very controlled environment. Some of us get out of it more than others. But on the whole, you still cannot totally escape from it, especially at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't know. Alan, it kind of reminds me of what I've been hearing a lot of lately is when I complain about electric cars within the people in my circle, right? I inevitably get one person popping in going, well, it doesn't really matter because the aliens are coming soon and they're going to bring us stuff and they're going to get rid of our corrupt governments. And I'm like going, oh, crap.
Or Steve, unfortunately, really? Chris Switzer had a pretty interesting program yesterday, kind of pointless. But unfortunately, a lot more people will say, well, we don't have to worry about it because King Jesus is going to come and save me. I don't have to resist. I don't have to resist the pedophiles trying to bastardize my children and do whatever they do to them. I'm not going to risk my life and limb because it'll all come out in the end, and King Jesus is going to save us. I'm sorry, folks. But this is why it was created. They created a pacifistic religion because when that was created, I mean, the Romans figured out they can't defeat the Jewish religion. So they created an offshoot that was pacifistic. Turn the other cheek. Forgive 7 times 70. Don't do anything to save yourself. Just believe. I'm sorry, man. Chris Switzer. I commend him for having that program yesterday. Do I believe everything the other guys said? No. But there needs to be discussion, and people, I know I'm not going to change everyone's mind on this, you know, and I'm not this freaking godless heathen that everyone probably thinks I am. I do have my beliefs, but do I believe in a book that was written and concocted by man? No, I'm sorry, I don't do that. I've learned that that's not a very good trust factor, anything created by man, printed by man, different versions created by man to suit a particular need and at a point in time. No, Steve, I don't believe that. Am I this godless heathen? Hell no. You know, I'm a very freaking good person. I try to do good for everyone around me. The tenets of the Bible, yes, very, very good way to live your life. But when you start following every bit of it to the letter and you just become blindly obedient, that's what I don't like.
I hear you. Well, I was just talking about aliens.
You heard this, Steve. You know, I said, for all I know, God might be a giant high school space alien girl, and sure, we're actually, gotcha, you know, on a flat Earth, you know, looks like a pizza, you know, with a crust, you know, a cheese-filled crust called Antarctica, and we might just be in her home economics class, and we're just a new pizza recipe she's trying out. I can't tell you for certain because I ain't been there yet, man.
Well, you know, kind of what I've been through this all my life. You know, the first time I've heard the alien arguments and so forth, and they just keep going on and on and on. And now they've given them a new name, this UAP, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really give a crap what you call them. It's the same damn thing. And then they tell me different variations on the things. Well, no, it's the reptilians and these people. I'm like, oh, yeah, Billy Meyer. Oh, no, Billy Meyer's different. I'm like, oh, he was zero. No, I mean, he wasn't zero, but he was kind of the birth of the lore of the, you know, aliens. And it wasn't right. Is all that stuff true? I don't know. You know, NASA couldn't disprove it, but hell, NASA couldn't prove there's a hot dog on the moon. But, you know, whatever. Everybody's going back to the moon, by the way. Isn't that kind of curious?
Oh, well, Steve, this is like even in our plane of existence here. You know, there are two kingdoms of life on this planet. There's plants and there's animals, you know. Plants are a form of life. Do plants have feelings? Do they feel pain? Yes, they do. They will. It's a much slower process. It's called ataxis. Away from a source of pain or towards a source of nourishment, you know. A plant will grow towards the sun. A plant will grow away from, you know, a heat source that is not, you know, conducive to its existence, you know. It's a very slow change, and simply because we can't hear them, you know, screaming every time we go out and mow our lawn, you're committing mass murder, you know. You know, we become very ethnocentric, you know. Humans are the only thing that's out there. We're the greatest, you know, achievement of any life form out there. And now they're trying to get rid of carbon-based life forms. And it's like, wait a minute, that's us, you know. Oh, zero carbon. It's like, well, you know, zero carbon means no us. I mean, people get so twisted and so manipulated. It's just sad, Steve. It's sad.
It's very sad, but science is not real anymore. It's fiction. So, wow, that's pretty deep. No, they've lied so much about science that the science that they're handing us, I mean, there is some real science. Don't get me wrong, right? You know, there's chemistry, right? You know, you add A to B and you get a reaction, right? That's science. Right.
If I drip hydrochloric or sulfuric acid on my hand, I can pretty much bet you that it's going to start bubbling and burning and burn through my hand and not be real pleasant. Yeah. Some of it's undeniable, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, how are you? Dave and the Thumb. Welcome, Dave. Dave in Michigan.
Hello. I'm
hearing me noise. How are you?
Oh, you got me? I didn't hear the fuzz. Anyway, I was calling about the EV, but man, Alan going off like that. A friend of mine told me he saw this bumper sticker. It said, "In the beginning, man created God."
Oh, my. Or how about this, my friend? How about whoever wrote the Bible was slightly dyslexic, and every time they said God, they meant dog, because my dog is much more honest and just a good being, you know?
Well, that's why dog is man's best friend, because it's God backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing it's not a one-eyed cat walking backwards.
There you go.
Anyway, these EVs, I heard it takes like something like 500,000 tons of earth to make one electric vehicle. It might be, I might be off a little bit on that, but it's an extremely large amount of earth that has to be mined before we can make one electric vehicle. Now, good old Elon Musk rat said, there's not enough lithium in the world that hasn't been mined to build the batteries to replace those vehicles that have already been made. They're still making them. Now, I heard it. There was a big house fire in Florida, $1 million damage, burned a house to the ground because of a Mercedes EV loaner was in the garage, not even charging, and it caught on fire, and they put 10,000 gallons of water on it to smother it out, and then they put it on a tow truck, and they were towing it back to the shop, and it caught on fire again. And then another one, 27,000 gallons. Now, the main deal here, in South Africa, there's a ship with 500 EVs on it off the port, and it's on fire, and they can't put it out. They were shooting water at the hull to keep the hull from melting, and they abandoned it because it was futile. I don't know where that sits right now, if it's at the bottom of the sea, but
my friend, when you add water to lithium,
to follow up on
it burns very violently. And the more water you put on it, the only thing you do is you make it burn more violently until all the lithium is burned up.
Right. And guess what else? You know all these smart meter fires that
they
burn
have
down
in
homes?
Yeah.
They have a lithium ion battery in them. You know, I had a meter reader that I was battling my electric company for 7 years when we got our solar to keep them from putting a smart meter on our house. And I had a meter reader. He kept coming and reading that meter, and my analog meter. And he was an investigator for them. And he said every house fire he ever investigated started in the smart meter, and they deny it all. And it's sick. It really is.
I don't doubt that at all, my friend. And you know, it's like living out here in the country. You know, my relatives, when they did get electricity out here, you know, coming up on 100 years, you know, they trusted you. It's like you went out, you know, you got your electric bill, you went out and you looked at your meter and you read the counter and you wrote down, you know, on the bill that you sent back in. You wrote down what the meter reading was, and you sent it in, and that's what you got charged for. And like two or three times a year, they would send an actual meter reader out here into the country, you know, to look at the meter. And if you were way off, you got charged. You know, you might have a $400 electric bill because, you know, you were cheating on what you were reporting. You know, but only several times a year they would send a meter reader out. Other than that, they relied on you being honest, going out and writing down what your meter reading was, and that's what you got billed on for the next month.
I lived in the suburbs most of my life, and there was a time where they were sending me a postcard with a picture of the five clocks, and I would write down where, you know, there was a line under each circle, and I would put in what my meter said and mail it back in. And I got my bill every month. We paid it every month. And even here, we had that for a short time, and then they stopped it. And they used to call my phone, my landline, and leave a message. It was a recorded call that your meter reader will be out within a few days. Please lock up your dog you know, because yeah, we'll be coming
don't
in.
Don't shoot them for being on your property. Your yeah, the meter reader's coming out, yeah.
Yep, and that stopped. But I battled these guys for until they finally came with three trucks. One was a big bucket truck with two guys in it. One was a large, you know, like a 15-passenger van full of tools, and a big 7-foot-tall black dude. And he was the speaker of the house. And then another little pickup truck. I'll wait for the music.
All right. The setup, a hit. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D-printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Got to take off the mute button if you want to break in. That's kind of a radio trick that I picked up along the way. Anyways, where we left off, Republic of Texas Radio. Man, we have Dave and the Thumb on the line. He was talking about when a bunch of civil servants came to his house to take off his electric meter. We got a short segment coming up. But we got Jerry and Mike on the line waiting in the queue. But let's finish the story. Where we left off, Dave, you had a whole bunch of folks outside your yard, and they were wanting to replace your meter for a smart meter. How did that end?
Well, it got ugly My wife saw him out the window. We were getting ready to leave. You know, we were going to go to town, and had it happened any differently, they would have just cut my power. There was a guy with a 30-foot pole on top of my electric pole, you know, on the property line, ready to cut the line. They didn't even knock on the door or anything. And, you know, I had a gate. It was closed. It wasn't locked. And this was like the, I can't tell you how many times they came to visit me with that same configuration, three vehicles, five people, and being all thug-like. And they come on holidays, Mother's Day, Thanksgiving, you know, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. And I'd meet them at my gate and say, hey, how you doing? They're like, hey, we're here to change your meter. I'm like, I don't think so. And they'd back out and leave, you know, trying to intimidate me with all them vehicles and the 300-foot long driveway. And then that day, they came right in. And they went right up the property line, put that big pole on the wire, and I ran out there. I wish I would have had my shotgun. We got in a big old pissing match, and they were getting ready to cut the wire. And finally, I agreed, okay, I'll take your stupid meter. And they met me at the gate, and I said, okay, stop right here. I want my son to take pictures of your IDs so I can make sure, you know, I'm blind here. I want to make sure you guys are who you say you are. And the lead guy, he's like, yeah, I'm taking my picture and putting it on YouTube. Or, you know, I'm like, I'm not putting you on anything but, you know, where I can see it, okay? And the woman, she's like, yeah, you can take my picture. And I started, you know, being authoritative, and he yelled to the guy. He still had that pole up there on the line, and he said, pull it! And they cut my power, and they left.
Yeah. And basically, Jerry, what you were saying is, like, I don't care if anyone else knows who you are. I will know who you are, and when the time comes, scores will be settled.
It's Dave, but yeah, exactly. And they cut the wire. And they left, and about, I don't know, 4 hours later, somebody came back and turned it back on with the new smart meter. It wasn't really a smart meter. It's a opt-out meter, they call it, and it does not have a cell phone in it. We've checked. But it does have a lithium-ion battery in it, and it can still catch on fire. So we're still battling that. But anyway, I appreciate you guys. And people beware. SMART is an acronym. It means self-monitoring and reporting technology. Have a great show, guys.
Oh, man. That's so disheartening. Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
The thumb, that's the wildlands up there. From what I understand, the thumb is still pretty sparsely populated
there. And they've it gets got me. Some, these county employees, the city employees, you know, the city and county employees are treated better than most folks that have jobs, that work for people. They get what? They get higher pay. They have a retirement, whatever, pension, right? They get all this special treatment. They drive around in fancy new vehicles, and they piss on the regular man. No? Something's wrong with that.
Steve, you understand what goes on. It's like, these people in these companies, like I had a friend that worked for the gas company, came down here, and he went to, you know, he was doing continuing education classes. You know, they send their people down, and guess who runs it, Steve? The American Planning Association, and they get Delphi technique. My friend came down here from Arkansas, and he went to San Antonio, and he came up, and he stayed with me on the weekend, you know, because it was like a week and a half class, you know, and I said, let me explain what happened. And I said, you went into a group, there was like 10 to 15, you know, people in the room, and you split up, and you went into different rooms, and you came back out, and you presented your idea, and he looked at me, and he's like, he said, oh, my God, he said, do you have cameras everywhere? And I said, no, my friend, this is called Delphi technique. It turns good people into these little demigods.
So you saying that the city and county workers are all manipulated, mind-controlled zombies? Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. You know, like I really can't go with that. You know, I think it's a shame. And
Delphi is very effective. They know exactly how to manipulate your mind and make you feel special. The corporation loves you. It's like, you're really great. We love your ideas, little Jimmy Bob over there. That was a great idea, you know, but don't